Welcome back to the North Florida Sports Network. Coming at you. And Alabama coach Nick Saban calling it quits.
Nick is done. He is done.
7 national championships.
6 at Alabama?
Professionalized the game, really.
Yeah, he turned the...
It seemed like he changed it.
Right. Well, he was the first one to turn a football offices and operation into like an NFL front office type of deal.
Right.
In terms of... Yeah, yeah. And I mean, the investment that Alabama put back into the infrastructure, the quote-unquote enriching the student athlete for football player, and eventually in their athletic department, it just kept trickling down.
Right.
And yeah, he revolutionized it that way.
Were you surprised?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I was. I kind of saw...
I mean, I knew it would be eventually, but I didn't think it would be... I don't know. There was just so much left kind of unfinished, kind of, you know, but at the same time...
I think with the NIL changing it,
yeah,
changed it for him, man.
Yeah.
I really do. Like you said, I mean, he put that infrastructure in. He was all for having the best facilities, making it easy for the players to develop those players to be good, and he did that
right
better than anybody. And but now that it's become more of just like you have to pay these guys before we have it, then I got to go yell at them, and yeah, they're just going to leave.
Well,
I'm telling you, that's the leaving part.
Is what hits coaches more than so than the NIL and paying the kids. It's the fact that
just,
you know, these kids will bail in 2 years, right, and I don't get my full 4 years with them.
Right.
You know, like I wanted to, you know, we work hard with these kids when they're freshmen and sophomores, and you want to see them develop through your program. And he's, you know, he's 72 years old, man. He's, you know, guy's been doing it for a long time. So eventually it dawns on you. You gotta sit down with it.
Yeah, well, Coach Lanning from Oregon has turned down the Alabama job.
Right.
Very
well,
used it as a...
Announced that he's not going
that
anywhere.
He's not going anywhere, yeah.
I don't think he specifically turned down.
Right. But it's hard. Who knows? It's whatever Jimmy Sexton says of how it's going to go down. He represents everybody.
Super agent.
Yeah, he's eating good.
Yeah, he is. In every neighborhood.
He's all eating good once, in every man, neighborhood, apparently. Jimmy Sexton is.
Does not miss a meal.
He's eating good.
For all of that.
I mean, it's really incredible that he, you know, he represents like every coach. It's like,
he runs the sport.
He really does.
Yeah.
It's incredible, but...
Yeah, you know, when the game is not being played in the offseason, like, that's when he dictates what's going on.
Norvell now is the odds favorite, so betting...
I think DeBoer jumped him. Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, it's you can't tell anything off
it's just
that,
Vegas,
dude.
Yeah, but...
Lanning was a slam dunk, you know, 4 hours ago.
Right.
On their board.
That just doesn't...
Yeah.
I think it means that you have a good coach. And I think that is...
Oh, yeah. He's definitely a target.
Right. You know, and like, it's just funny.
Nobody really knows to what degree.
You hear chatter about the culture here from, you know, said fans or whatever. Kind of shows you how crazy college football is. I mean, that is... He changed that town.
Dude, football fans and school athletic departments, you know, the football offices are completely disconnected from each other in terms of reality.
Right.
What football fans think, you know, that the athletic department thinks, you know, or you know, who's looking at coaches and things, like, completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the times they'll hit on it. You know, if a guy sucks at recruiting and the fans are like, I don't know, you know, he's not that strong a recruit. Yeah, stuff like that. But this culture talk and anything like that was coming from any Alabama fans or any of that, like, that's completely disconnected from what the guys in the athletic department think.
Obviously.
They look at Norvell and see what he did in the period of time
right
that he did it.
Well, they're going, all the names that are mentioned, that it's just it's one of the best jobs in the sport.
Right.
And so you're going to mention the top coaches in the sport.
Right.
So if you were, you know, it should be obviously he just won the Coach of the Year.
Yeah, he won the the Bobby Dodd Trophy and the Bear Bryant Award.
Yep.
Won a couple of those. Right. He did as good a job as anybody in the country. Probably better than anybody
would
in
the country. Would you go to Alabama after Nick Saban?
Me? No.
I don't think it's the money.
No, yeah.
It's not about the money going paid to the coach.
Right.
It's, would you want to follow that? Do you have unfinished business where you're here? You know, it depends on how you look at it.
For me, I would just look at it as a quality of life from a stress standpoint.
Yeah.
You know? Now, we're roughly the same age. Us and Norvell.
Crazy.
He wired differently, honestly. I don't know if he thinks about things like that, high stress. I know that coaches like Mike Norvell, like Dan Lanning,
bring it.
Would He's not like, be afraid no. to go after Saban, you know, to follow
I don't
the legend.
Think he's scared like that.
No. It's more about, like you said, is like, you know, is he still hungry here? Does he still feel like there's more to do here?
Right.
You know, and that nobody can really ever know except the coach.
Well, I mean, you look at Lanning, right? He went to Oregon, right? They had just lost.
Yeah.
Taggart.
And Mario.
At the time, they lost him. They didn't want to get rid of him.
Right.
Mario and then left. Mario, at the time, he left. They didn't want to get rid of him. So the next guy, obviously, they're going to make it more important on him. And this is a guy who's even younger, 37 years old.
Yeah. And I'm gonna be honest with you, man. The
Does
fact
he want that, to go back into that fire that no, he just well, came from?
The fact that he you know, he's got experience there.
Right.
And, you know, he's coached at Alabama, he coached at Georgia, he knows what Georgia is currently, he knows what Alabama can be when it's running full strength. But he's also at a school where no one's done that ever.
Exactly. And you're
being
now
the first guy to win a title at a school is something that is obviously huge for Dan Lanning.
And you have all the Nike back thing, and you're in the Big Ten now. So you can bring that, all those connections you have from the South, and take it out there and be that in that region.
I was surprised that he did announce that he's staying at Oregon. I figured he would take the job. The fact that he didn't, that is extremely impressive from a coach, you know, 37 years old to be able to just think ahead like that.
Well,
you know what? I'm going to be the first guy to do it here. And right now we got this thing rolling, and it's just going to be like the recommitment. Kind of like when Billy Donovan turned down the Magic and then, you know, came back to Florida, and everybody's like, oh, my God, he wants to be at Florida instead of coaching the NBA. And they just took,
something where, you know, if you invest so much work and so much, and you can see all the hard work that Mike Norvell has put into it, you know, you see it firsthand. Do you want to just leave that? You know, and let it, that bad taste in your mouth, the way it ended. You know, it'd be different.
The timing is definitely, it's just.
He deserves a better
weird.
Exit.
I mean, I don't think there's ever good timing, but.
No, there's not. But, I mean, he's got it going here. You know, he had just, he pulled it out, you know. It was hot seat for him a couple years ago, and he's got that turned around here. Do you want to go jump into another fire that's going to be bigger than that ever was for way less? Like, if you lose a game, nonetheless, like four games.
Right. I mean, that's not going to be
10-2, they're going to be accepted. Like, what's wrong?
It's not only wins and losses. You know, take recruiting, for instance. Think things that have happened to Florida State the past few classes, like that kind of stuff isn't tolerated by the Alabama fan base now. Not after, 17 years of Nick Saban and the way that Alabama has just been a machine. You know, finishing number four or number five is the valley of the recruiting for Alabama, and that's something that Florida State is still trying. Like, there are other things that Mike Norvell kind of has used and things that he worked, for instance, you know, the transfer portal, you know, loyalty to assistant coaches, you know, that's something that really isn't tolerated so much in Alabama. You know, that's one thing about Nick Saban is he was, you know, he's excellent at hiring assistants and evaluating his assistants, but he was also very, very quick to find one that was amiss and exit them, you know, in whatever way he had to. You know,
right.
Usually a respectable way. Guy takes another job somewhere else and it's just, yeah, get out of here. We'll replace you. But things that you know, Mike Norvell would have to get more accustomed to, say, if he were to take a job like Alabama.
Right.
And again, that's part of following Nick Saban.
It means you're doing something right.
Yeah. Yeah. We already knew he was doing something right, man.
Florida State fans would be, it would be just a really gut punch.
Yeah. It would be a rough one, you know.
It would signal, you know, layer below for sure now, because not based on results, just based on what, money or, you know, allegiance or network affiliation, you know, I don't know. You don't want to go down that road, but kind of see it playing out.
Well,
sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're telling me that no one knew Saban was going to retire. And that didn't have anything to do with them making the playoff?
Oh yeah. Well,
I mean,
I don't think they needed that.
Right.
Like, I honestly, like,
yeah,
I don't think they needed that.
But that's still.
I think, right. I think had anybody known ahead of time, you know, like in the TV world and the execs that Nick Saban, this was his last year, you would have seen.
Someone like Nick.
Nah, he's not tipping his hand.
I know, but to the right person.
Yeah, but people suspect, but I.
They knew it could help him get in the playoff.
Right, but what I'm saying is I don't think Nick thought that he'd have to, like, let's think if he thought that way, I think he would know that, dude, I don't have to resort to that. We're Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
We won the SEC.
Right.
Like, they're going to put us in. I don't.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. But I mean, no, they wouldn't need to know that it's Nick Saban's last year. It's Nick Saban.
It could have.
You know, it's Nick Saban.
I could.
They weren't keeping him out if he won the SEC.
And you could see things that he said after the NIL that were different. And you could see that he was trying to say the best thing he could at the time. But it was something that I don't know if he was going to be fully invested in for that long. Like, he saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, then. I think NIL and transfer
portal
and the whole kind of just.
That was like, all right, that's it.
Yeah, wild free agency that's going on in college
football. This is why I wanted to come back. I was in the NFL.
Right.
I came back.
And you're right. I mean, I don't think he's going to have the patience now to wait for anything to be done about it, you know, in terms of
he doesn't have the time,
sir. Yeah, so he's just walk away. That's definitely a huge, huge aspect of it. But he's, you know, he's also, he's 72.
Yeah.
You know, him and his family.
It's a good time, honestly.
There. Yeah, yeah. So it
go out on top.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody in this day and age, he set the standard, you know, for the entire sport.
Right. He kind of reshaped what
football
programs are supposed to look like and how they should be run. And, you know, now you see.
He had 1 year, one season for an FSU.
The one season that they were bad.
Right. And then after that.
Took off.
He did not have a bad season at all.
Right. It only took one season for him to be able to sell, like, this is what happens when we do it your way, to, you know, the money guy, you know, the boosters, anybody who was, you know, supporting financially.
He set up the infrastructure.
Right. It's like, like you said, he can get players, man. He didn't need money to go and recruit great players. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, maybe here and there.
He needed the stuff to help develop them.
Yeah. He just like, I'll get the great players. You make sure that everything I told you to have ready is ready for them.
Exactly.
Yeah. You saw Jimbo got here and even tried to do it a little bit. You see Kirby doing it at UGA.
Yep.
You see a lot of guys that have spent time there kind of under, even Lane up at Ole Miss, like, he understands, like, listen, once we get the guys here, you have to invest.
And
in
then
the
now it's in an all time. Because now you basically have to raise money for players.
Right.
You have to have that.
Yeah.
Let alone, I mean, you need to win and you need to develop and all that, but
I think
you're going to have enough to get in the door.
For coaches is
and that's tough to handle, and that's why I think he's ultimately leaving.
Yeah. They view the NIL and the money that's being thrown around as.
Not that he's against paying players.
But it's an opportunity for people that don't have the player's best interests in mind to get attached and get, You know, sometimes just bad situations happen, man. And you know, it's getting crazy.
And he's 72. Why would he need to put up with that?
Nah.
He's on a TV show every week this year. That was new. Yeah. So, like, you're telling me maybe that he wasn't going to... He kind of knew he was going to be, I'm going to work for ESPN. So he obviously had a relationship with them.
Yeah.
So he's probably going to... I mean, it's Nick Saban.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to be offered every job under the sun.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he just kind of chilled out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Didn't jump back into any kind of busy schedule. I mean, commercials are one thing, but...
Yeah.
You know, I saw the rumors about him being the replacement for Corso. I don't know if I would expect him to do something like that immediately.
Right.
But, you know, giant.
That was different. That was more like just a transition move to see if he even like doing that probably.
Yeah.
But doing that this year. Why would he ever, someone like that, some drill sergeant type person like that is going to do that every Thursday? Like the big day of prep.
Yeah.
Like that's a huge day.
Yeah. He's definitely he's more made time
for
it. Yeah.
He made time for it with a plan. So I think he knew he was leaving. I think someone like that.
Well, and
they've known.
Yeah.
And whether or not that decided or impacted the committee's decision, good God, but I wouldn't be shocked at anything. But I
mean, that would just be overkill.
Yeah.
You know, like they wouldn't need that to be the final push.
No. They can do whatever they want. They wrote it in the bylaw. So.
Right. But Alabama was always going to get in.
Right. But
they won
the
SEC.
Right. Okay. Well,
it's the other. Yeah.
Who's
now they have no coach.
So you got Washington coach to lower.
Yeah. Kalen DeBoer.
DeBoer.
You know, they go back and forth, him and Norvell. They're the two hottest names left that haven't distanced themselves.
If you're either of those guys, after the season you just had, at the programs you've had them at, why would you leave to go to the Hornet's Nest? That is the best coach of all times standard. I mean, that's what you're heading into.
Yeah.
You got to be in it every year, the playoff, every single season.
The challenge.
Now it's not as hard now. So, but yeah. Should FSU fans be worried? What do you think?
Yeah, without question. I mean, yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, that would be fitting. You know, just that would be so crazy. You know, you go,
I mean, there's no reason
undefeated.
There's no reason to not be
and
concerned.
Then you get,
I mean, the guy's name's being thrown around with it.
With loss, and then the coach retires and then replaced by the team that jumped you.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of some cruel twist of
man.
But, you know, it is what it is. You just kind of find who's next on the coaching board.
Right. I don't know, man. I don't know anything. I tell you what, Jimmy Sexton knows.
Yeah.
I mean, he's eating no matter what.
He's eating good.
He's eating good no matter what. Like, he's going to get a deal and a cut of some T-bone or steak no matter what. That's the guarantee. Because Norvell's still recruiting, still locking up commits. They got the D end.
Yeah, they got Big Toko out of Oregon State. You know, that kid, he's bringing a lot of experience in. He's a guy that's going to – he's one of those effort guys. Again, you're going to get a lot of toughness out of him. You know, they're bringing in visitors this weekend, man, and transfer guys. So all operations are normal at FSU. But, again, there's just wild speculation, man. It's giant elephant in the room. Uh-oh. Crimson Tide elephant, if you will. So it's, I mean, you got to be concerned. his name's being mentioned a lot. So if you're a Florida State fan, you're right.
Well, that's going to happen when you have a good coach.
Yeah.
I mean, they mentioned Sarkisian. You know, they mentioned every coach pretty much. That was at the top of the charts. So what's it going to be? We'll find out. They say they want to find out in the next 72 hours, and it's been like 24, so.
Yeah.
Maybe by midnight tomorrow night, we'll know.
Well, they got to do something, man, one way or the other. The worst thing to do is just leave it hanging out in the air.
Speculate on all kinds of things.
I mean, you got some moves to make very quickly if that does happen. Yep. But we won't get there until we're there.
No. Right now, it's just speculation.
It's hot speculation.
It is.
You can take it with a grain of salt, but maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not. I was looking forward to just doing some hoops, you know?
Oh, no.
The hoops, man.
No.
Yeah. So we got to... Don't want to be both coaches. We already lost Willie Simmons this year.
Yeah.
Would that be like a... I mean,
man,
to have it happen again to a change of coach to go to the SEC.
Yeah, you win the ACC and then dip out. Tough.
We'll see. You know, do you want to go to a place like that where...
I mean, it offers a lot of perks, man.
Yeah.
You get great money, access to the best players, best resources. The con is, you know, the expectation is going to be titles pretty much every 2 or 3 years, or your ass is out of here.
Yep. Well, we'll find out, and we'll react to it. We'll talk about it, and we'll do it right here on the North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle. To our